Session 5, The Truth of the Universe.
It is not why you are here that is important. It is what you do when you are here that has all the value.
On quietus. Intention. I asked one of my clearing consultants to join us for this next session in order to verify that what I had been seeing and hearing made sense. He had a keen awareness of the spirit world and had developed a strong connection with Archangel Michael and Jesus. In past sessions, Gary shared amazing messages, yet never remembered what was said while in trance. I was curious about the messages coming through and wanted to validate that they were from higher spiritual realms. I trusted my clearing consultant's vision and welcomed any insight he may be able to share. Gary reported that since our last session, his energy was low and he had been feeling really tired. He did not sleep well and had been very weary. Although this session was to be a little different as we had an observer, I was still intent on assisting Gary with his sleep issues and wanted to get to the root of his fatigue. We had no expectation of what information would come through. Before we began, revelations from the prior sessions were shared with the clearing consultant. We wondered what we were to do with the messages from this source of intelligence. Gary realized that the ancient ones were talking through him to me, which is why he didn't remember much. He recognized that his subconscious had to step aside so that they could use his vibrational energy to communicate with me. Gary felt he had been simply translating what they want to say. What came through on this day was even more profound. Conversation. When he is ready, I guide Gary into a trance state with our clearing consultant observing the session. Once Gary is noticeably in trance, I ask, "We call on your guides to come through. Please share with us insights that we as humans here on this planet may follow. Are the ancient ones with us today?"
"Yes, Arianya. Thank you for calling us."
It was interesting that they called me by this name. After an earlier session, Gary had mentioned that my soul name was Arianya. "Thank you for being here. We are glad to gather your insights, your wisdom, and inspire humanity with hope. Do you have any guidance for us?"
"We are pleased with your desire and your vision. The message we leave to you, the words we will provide, if you seek them. The first message is to restore hope. The first task is to stop the spiral down. Let humanity breathe and rest. Then bring the energy levels slowly up. We can give you some words. First, we wish to share this message, that love is there when it is created. There is no limit. There is no end. You must always ask. People must know that they can love, and they can be loved. It is almost as hard for people to accept love as it is to give it. That's sad. They must learn to accept. People have become more isolated through technology. There needs to be a way to bring people back together. In this, we cannot help you. We are together. Humans are individuals. It is beyond our ability to understand, but we count on you to bring them back together. Find a common interest. Find something that many people will follow. Teach them. Start with things they want to know and lead them to things they need to know. Long as they trust you, they will accept what you provide. Teach them truth. Teach them integrity. Teach them honesty. As much as anything else, compel them to be willing to share again. Their feelings, thoughts, and their possessions. There is too much greed in the world. For too long, people have been told there isn't enough. Everything they do is based on scarcity. In truth, there is enough. There is no scarcity. There is no need for it. There is enough for everyone. People must be made to know this. It is not a common message. People will be happy. Get them first to believe. They must be guided and led in a way they will accept. We leave the way to you, but the message is clear.
Can you give us insight as to what we shall call your message?
We tell you the truth of the universe, the way the universe works. Truth has different meaning to humanity, sometimes. The word is not as important a thing as a concept. But as a word, truth will suffice. The truth of reality, the way the universe works. The meaning of existence is not guilt and control. Existence is for its own reason. It is not why you are here that is important. It is what you do when you are here that has all the value. Know this. There is no reward or punishment, as many have been taught to believe. Do what you do because it is the right thing to do, not because you think you will get something for it. Doing something for gain is not worthy. Doing something because it is right has value. Doing things with honesty has yet more value still. Be who you are because it is who you are, not because it is who you believe you should be, or because it is what you are told you should be.
Would you repeat that, please?
Be who you are because it is who you are, not because it is what you have been told to be, or because it is something you believe you should be. Be honest about yourself. Set goals for yourself that are realistic. Do not aspire to things you cannot achieve. Reach, but do not reach too far, for this will invariably lead to disappointment. The only person you need to be better than tomorrow is the person you are today.
Thank you. I think you've shared quite a lot for this day. We appreciate you.
The task you are undertaking is great. We thank you for the attempt. It is a reach, but know in your heart that it is an attainable goal. You can, you will make a difference.
Thank you. Will Gary remember the message that came through him today?
No. We do not speak to him. We speak through him. He merely translates our thoughts into words you can understand.
Are there any questions you would like to ask?
No. But I see Archangel Michael and Jesus both turning their backs on me and pointing to Gary. They motion that we need to pay attention. Your guides will always be with you. Call on them. They cannot reach out to you unless you first reach out to them.
Thank you. Thank you for your assistance with us here on this planet.
Thank you, Arihanya.
We end the session with gratitude, with hope, belief, and knowing. When Gary returned to full awareness, he said it was a very strange experience. It reminded him of prior surgeries when they gave him a combination of drugs that caused both amnesia as well as anesthesia. He remembered the last thing before going into trance, and the next thing he remembered is waking up. He knew time had passed in between, but he couldn't remember anything in between. I assured him it was because they were talking through him and not to him. My clearing consultant saw the channeled session for the first time and was in awe of the communication that came through. He witnessed the huge shift in Gary's energy during the session, and our guides, Archangel Michael and Jesus, clearly indicated that we must pay attention to the message of the Unquietus. Session 5, Reflection. We were glad we recorded this session. We were especially glad my clearing consultant was there to confirm what we were hearing was valid. He was equally in awe of what had transpired. We were all happy, and they told us they appreciated our efforts. In this reflective session, we were given a series of teachings from the Unquietus, the Ancient Ones. They spoke slowly and deliberately, as if to choose their words carefully. They told us we need to reverse the spiral of negative energy and bring the positive energy back. The first message is to inspire hope. People need to love and feel loved. They told us people have been divided by technology, and we need to find a way to bring people back together. We were asked to teach humanity truth, integrity, and honesty. People need to share their feelings, thoughts, and their possessions. There is too much greed in the world based on feelings of scarcity. People must understand there is enough for everyone. The Unquietus told us the truth of the universe is that existence is not about guilt and control. Why we are here is unimportant. It is what we do while we are here that has value. It is not about reward or punishment. We should do what we do because it is the right thing to do, not because we think we will get something for it. Doing something for gain is unworthy. Doing a thing because it is right has value, and doing it with honesty has even more value. We should be who we are because it is who we are, not because it is what we have been told to be or because it is something we believe we should be. We must be honest with ourselves and set realistic goals we can achieve. The only person we need to be better than tomorrow is the person we are today. The Unquietus thanked us for the task we are undertaking and told us we must know in our hearts that it is an attainable goal. We can and will make a difference. The clearing consultant saw both Archangel Michael and Jesus motion that we need to pay attention. The Unquietus let us know our guides are always with us and we must call on them for assistance. The strongest principle of growth lies in the human choice. George Eliot. Session 5, Highlights. Restore Hope. 1. The first message from the Unquietus is to restore hope. The first task is to reverse the downward spiral of negative energy. 2. One of the first messages the Onquietus shared is about love. Love is there when it is created. There is no limit and no end to love. People must know that they can love and be loved. It is sad that it is almost as hard for people to accept love as it is to give love. 3. People have become more isolated through technology, and there needs to be a way to bring people back together. The Onquietus are together, so they don't understand why humans are so divided. 4. Humanity needs to re-embrace truth, integrity, and honesty. 5. People need to be willing to share their feelings, thoughts, and their possessions. There is too much greed in the world. 6. People have been told there isn't enough, so everything they do is based on scarcity. They need to know that there is enough for everyone. There is no scarcity. 7. The Onquietus tell us the truth of the universe, the way the universe works. The truth of reality is that existence is for its own reason. It is not about guilt and control. 8. There is no reward or punishment. Do what you do because it is the right thing to do, not because you think you will get something for it. Doing something for gain is not worthy. Doing something that is right has value. Doing things with honesty has yet more value still. It is not why we are here that is important. It is what we do when we are here that has all the value. 9. Be who you are because it is who you are, not because it is what you have been told to be, or because it is something you believe you should be. 10. Be honest about yourself. Set goals that are realistic. Do not aspire to things you cannot achieve. Reach, but do not reach too far, for this will invariably lead to disappointment. The only person you need to be better than tomorrow is the person you are today. 11. The Onquietus want us to know that our guides are always with us. We must call on our guides. They cannot reach out to us unless we first reach out to them.